You can see things when you're running that you can't see when you're driving. You can feel things differently. My name is Wade Bean. I live here in Borrego Springs, California. And I started coming down here about 15 years ago. I was looking for unique locations to run. I found this little spot called Anza Borrego. And I just fell in love with the place. Became everything that I'd ever hoped for. My dad was big into running in the 70s. And just as an opportunity for us to spend time together, then I started running with him on the weekends and sometimes early in the mornings. And then we started doing just the little fun runs. And that was my first introduction into running. And then I ran all through high school and college and just continued to run. And it's very meditative. It's also very spiritual to go out in this land and to watch the sun rise while you're out running, and then to watch it set again at the end of the day, and then watch the moon rise. It's an amazing opportunity to feel a connection to the earth. So one of the unique challenges to running here in the desert is the heat and the dryness and the remoteness. I run year-round down here, on the roads, on the trails, and then in the summertime, I do a lot of night running. Still, it's 100 degrees, 95 degrees, but at least the sun isn't beating down. There's not as many people that stop as you might think. Most people just drive right by, but occasionally some cars will stop, and usually it's a bizarre quick question of, are you okay? The understanding of the animals that I see out there at night, from the mountain lions to the sidewinders that are on the roads or on the trails, it's almost like there's just a level of mutual respect and curiosity. And I think that's something that I really appreciate by being out at night. One of the neat things about being in any desert environment, and especially this one, is you just have this incredible vastness of the landscape. And so to be able to have a point on the horizon that's 20, 30, 40 miles away, and to realize that there's nothing stopping you from going that distance other than yourself, is pretty exhilarating. Everything that I'm going to need for my entire run is with me. So all of my nutrition is with me in a pack. My water is with me for at least 20 miles. From here to the Salton Sea, I'll have a water drop that's halfway out there that I can hit. And then when I get out to the travel plaza out there, I'll go inside, get a drink, get some snacks, sit on the picnic table for a few moments, and then turn around and come right back. You need to be able to be extremely comfortable when everything goes well. And when things don't go well and the body starts to fall apart or the temperature changes or you get stung by a bee, to have the resources to be able to continue on and do it safely. It can either be scary or it can be a lot of fun. And I choose to make it a lot of fun. And so the majority of my miles over the course of a year, thousands and thousands of miles, hundreds of hours just spent by myself, either in my own thoughts or listening to music or listening to audiobooks, but just lost in my own head. Which is really nice, but at the same time, occasionally, it's also pretty fantastic to connect with someone else and realize that, hey, we're not alone in this. Someone may never understand the exact struggles that I'm going through, and I may never understand their struggles. We know what it means to struggle, and that brings you together very quickly. Borrego Springs is truly a spectacular place to come and run and cycle and hike. There's something that's really magical about being here.